I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them are thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown up.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
All right, good Monday. We will talk about Lamar Jackson requesting a trade coming up. We also have fun with sports audio. We're taking our time meandering through March Madness from the weekend. It was mad.
Absolutely. No ones, no twos, no threes. Oh, my.
UConn hammered Gonzaga.
Yeah, I mean, Gonzaga damn near chumped that thing against UCLA, and that was a great game. And then kind of looking forward to that UConn thing, and once Timmy started getting into foul trouble, there wasn't much they could do, and UConn just looked bigger, longer, more athletic. You know, remember when Gonzaga got in that game against Baylor in the championship, and it just, and I don't think this is fair, and I don't like the criticism of Gonzaga, but there, I do think at times, and this probably happens to a lot of teams, and it's just we're going to point it out because it's Gonzaga. They do run into some teams sometime where just athletically it doesn't look like they belong on the floor. It's not that they just get beat by necessarily a much better team. They just don't have the horses in it.
Would you like a stat?
Yeah, I would.
That may back that up.
Yeah.
Well, the Zags lost 82-54.
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time was they got rolled like that, but that was pretty pretty bad. Yeah. And I think in hindsight, a healthy UCLA
probably
controls them.
Yeah. Well, they were down two starters, including their best defensive player.
Well, but UCLA was still up 13 in the game.
Yeah.
They just kind of wore out.
Yeah.
Gonzaga against top four seeds in the NCAA tournament since 2003 mm-hmm. is 3-14.
That kind of backs it up. That they're doing it, and it's a great program, and obviously they've gotten to the title game a couple times, but when rubber meets the road here, it just, they don't have it. They don't have the guns. And Drew Timmy is such a phenomenal player, and he's had a storybook career. But I saw someone say, you know, better college player Drew Timmy or Christian Laettner. Stop it. Stop. You can hate Christian Laettner all you want. All that guy did was win national championships.
Laettner might be the best college player of all time.
Well, Lou Alcindor might have something to say about that. Yeah. But, you know, modern.
Still, like, if you look at.
Yeah, it's absurd.
I mean, it's an interesting question. Like, who are the greatest college basketball players ever?
Well, probably those UCLA, you're talking Walton and Jabbar. But if you want to go modern,
Leitner's up there.
Leitner's up there.
And Hurley.
And he stayed, you know, and that was the thing. No one stays anymore. So
the great Danny Manning.
Manning certainly
is awesome.
I mean, he pulled the Carmelo Anthony. He led a bunch of, you know, he led Kevin Pritchard to a national championship.
That's right.
You know, and same thing with Carmelo.
Danny and the Miracles. Milton Newton.
But
Scooter Berry.
Scooter.
Yes.
They had a guy named Scooter, and they won the
one of the Berry brothers.
Title. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
There was one named Scooter, and he played at Kansas, and he won a title.
Scooter. But you see you know, as good as Timmy is, you see why he's not an NBA player. Is he just, eventually you run into just better athletes, and Gonzaga just didn't look like they even belonged on the floor with UConn, and that is alarming. I had no idea the numbers were that bad against top four seeds.
3-14. against top four seeds in the tournament.
Yeah.
Gonzaga.
That's rough.
And I think the big knock for Timmy, too, is like even in the game that they won over UCLA, like they were subbing him out for defense.
Yes.
You can't be that much of a defensive liability at this level and expect that it's going to go on.
He can't. Yeah. I don't think he plays in the NBA. Go make a bunch of money overseas. I mean, shoot, he can come back for another year and get a bunch of NIL money.
He sure can.
I mean, come back. Why wouldn't you? I bet that guy, I mean, he gets what he wants at Spokane, right? I mean, I don't
probably.
Think, yeah, I would assume.
There's probably a few boosters that take care of him, right?
I would assume. And, you know, his dance card's full and.
Maybe he goes fishing with Mark Few.
I guess. Like, why wouldn't you come back if you're Drew Timmy? Or if you wanted to, you could, you know, would someone be, could he be a hired gun somewhere?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, a big time blue blood. Would you think there's money out there for Drew Timmy to
transfer?
Transfer?
Oh yeah.
You know, he's done everything he can at Gonzaga, right? Huh. The guy's a living legend there. You go to a team that you know that maybe needs some senior leadership, and someone throws maybe $1 million NIL at him, and you get a chance to go play with maybe some different toys. You get a chance to go play at a place like Kansas or Duke or, you know, whatever.
Nah, he's not good enough for Kansas.
Well, I just want, like...
So, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm saying, like, Kentucky...
He's great,
but, like, Kentucky...
Oregon?
Yeah, there you go. Kentucky has, like, four or five, like, the best players in the country coming in next year as true freshmen. Maybe add a Drew Timmy to that mix and just kind of
show him the ropes.
Show him the ropes a little
bit. How to drop step like a white guy, like an old dad.
He has unbelievable footwork.
How to travel every time you touch the ball. By Drew Timmy. Well, they're out. Sayonara, Mark Few.
Yeah. I was pulling for my Zags.
That UConn story, though, that's a weird one because, you know, there were a lot of people that actually watch college basketball that were telling us watch out for UConn.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, like I said, they were 10th in the country.
Yep.
But they were a four seed and kind of under the radar. Yeah.
Jay Billis was screaming from the mountaintops to anyone that would listen.
Yeah,
that,
he did.
That UConn was the real deal.
He also picked Arizona, so.
Yeah, well.
So,
hey,
you know.
He got one, right? You know, what do you want? What do you want from him?
Well, aren't they in the Big East, right?
Yeah.
UConn?
Yeah.
Like the Big East, so everybody thought the Big 12 was the best league, and they did okay. They had a winning record in the tournament. But no teams from the Big 12 here in the Final Four. The Big East went 10-4 in the tournament.
Yeah, and there is some there's some whispers out there that the Big 12, as soon as the tournament's over, is going to go try to lasso Gonzaga and a couple of those Big East teams and try to
That's smart. Yeah. Oh, so for basketball, you mean?
For basketball
like,
only.
Maybe Creighton.
Creighton, maybe like
Marquette.
Marquette. What was the another one?
Xavier's in that.
Yeah,
league.
Xavier. So there was some talk that they wanted to grab Gonzaga and then like three other. They just said East Coast schools and they were obviously leaning heavy into the Big East.
You can get Slick Rick Pitino, St. John's.
Yeah, go rub men and then have coast to coast. By the way, I'm looking up like a list of the all time great college basketball players, and there's really no modern. The only modern player really on here is Leitner and Duncan.
Duncan, yeah.
And that was, you know, and you're talking in the late 80s, early 90s.
You know who was really good? I remember watching Duncan go head-to-head back when the tournament was legit. Not that it's not legit now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Back when players stayed.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan head-to-head with Bryant Reeves.
Oh, yeah, Big Country.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Reeves beat him. Because Wake Forest had way more of the hype because they had a little guard, too, that was great. But Bryant Reeves, I think, got to the Final Four that year.
Yeah, Oklahoma
State. Went
through
Timmy Duncan.
But, like, some of these, like, the mod, like, David Robinson stayed for 3 years at Navy. Danny Manning's on there. I mean, all guys that stayed for 3+ years.
See, it's amazing what happens if you actually stay and develop.
Yeah.
And develop into damn good players.
But, I mean, they're almost all guys from the, you know, from the olden days. Number one being Lou Alcindor and, you know, Pete Maravich and Oscar Robinson and Walton and guys like this. Bill Russell.
Oh, I forgot about Bill Russell.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Jeez. All right. Up next is our Primetime Stock Watch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
That's right. If you're splitting up and you need an attorney, call our guys.
Yeah, Mike Lynch did. Rest in peace.
He did. They helped Mike Lynch. Yeah. Poor guy died right after.
Yeah, so sad.
Got him all that money.
Yeah, I know. Didn't get him the cat, though. Mike lost
then
his...
Then he kicked.
Mike lost his cat.
Well, they offered... Did you hear the story about that? They
no.
They got him a bunch of money, and they said it's either that or the cat, and Mike took the money.
Cold-hearted.
So apparently there's a price for his cat's head.
Cold-hearted.
Because who knows what she's done with that cat.
I think there were cats.
Oh, there were two
cats?
I think
there might have been... Which I didn't understand why they didn't just split the cats, but, you know.
Right.
Like a King Solomon sort of thing. Congratulations. Hashtag cat dad.
Well, Mike's not dead.
No.
Okay.
No, people often think that, though, on the text line when we say that.
It's unbelievable. We say, rest in peace, Mike Lynch, because he's no longer on our show. And people are like, hey, what happened? What happened to Mike? How did he die?
No, he's still around.
It was a boating accident.
Maybe you just haven't been listening to the Blazer pre and post. And I don't blame you for that.
Wait, now you're saying he's bad at the Blazers pre and post?
No, I'm saying the Blazers are bad.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't listen to it.
No,
either. No offense to Mike. I haven't heard him.
Mike's fantastic.
He's great. I'm sure he's doing a great job on
that. He has to polish that thing like you wouldn't believe. Boy, you got to put a spit shine on that.
All right, here's Buck with our stock watch.
All right, gentlemen. Well, as we did with our show today, we're going to start in the NCAA tournament. Upsets abound. Cinderella's still dancing, and FAU doing this.
Second one on the way. Good! Wow. Three-point FAU lead. No timeouts for Kansas State. 6.9 to go. Inbounds to Noel. Across midcourt with five. And he's not fouled. They give it to Massoud. 1 second. And it's ripped out by Davis. Time runs out! Florida Atlantic! FAU! Fantastic! Awesome! Unreal! Dusty Mays Owls are going to the Final Four!
So that was the call as FAU advanced. We've obviously noted the lack of 1, 2, and 3 seeds in the tournament. Buy or sell that this underdog heavy Final Four is an outlier or a trend that in the making?
I think it's an outlier. I mean, look, you're always going to get upsets. It's more competitive than ever. NIL, I think, has spread out the talent a little bit. But look, at the end of the day, talent wins. And you're seeing less of the one-and-done phenomenons. And you are seeing guys stick around more. And at the end of the day, the Kansases and the Dukes and player and teams like this, the Alabamas, they're going to get better players. Better players win. They get better resources. They get better coaches. They can go out and buy off Florida Atlantic's best player. And by the way, Florida Atlantic's coach will be coaching somewhere else next year, just like Fairleigh Dickinson. So it's cool. And you'll still get upsets from time to time in Cinderella's, but this is not going to be the norm. The ones and the twos and the threes will be back with a vengeance.
I disagree. I think it's a trend, and I'll tell you why. I think you're right that obviously the Kansases and the Dukes and the Carolinas of the world will get the better players. We noted that these four teams left in this tournament, there is not a top 35 recruit on any of the teams. Yeah. Now, the difference, though, is that with NIL, I think that schools like these can keep better players longer. In other words, the better players, they aren't staying no matter what. Yeah. If they're seeing the NBA dollar signs, they're gone. Whereas if you get a guy like Wong is a great example at Miami. Miami's in the Final Four because that, you know, Wong was there last year. But he's not like a Kansas, Kentucky type level NBA prospect that's like, oh, no brainer, go to the draft and make your millions. Good luck. He came back because of a big NIL deal. Got him like, what, $500,000 or something like that. Like that. Yeah. So I think that it is a trend. There is so much parity in college basketball. You look at these teams where, you know, these kids play together for 4 years, like Florida Atlantic and what Princeton did. That's very real. And I think with NIL, they are going to be able to, the lesser teams will be able to keep their better players. And even though they're not NBA prospects, they'll be able to keep them more so than, you know, like Oregon's having trouble.
Yeah.
Kentucky, Kansas, Duke, North Carolina, they get the top guys, but they just bolt for the NBA. So I'm not saying it's harder for those big schools. They're always going to be good. Four of them were in the Final Four last year. But I do think we're going to see more and more Final Fours like this. Maybe not as crazy as this, but yeah, I do think it's a trend. I buy it.
All right, staying in the tournament, you guys have mentioned these comments already. I have them here for you. Here is De'Aaron Fox, former Kentucky star, on the state of the game.
I kind of flip through college games. I can't watch a full college game.
Really?
No, I can't.
Is it that bad?
It's hard. Okay. It's hard. Just the shot making is not at, obviously, the pro level. The refs are bad. A lot of coaching is really bad. I can't stand it.
So, brutal honesty there from De'Aaron Fox. We have already noted that this seems to happen annually where people come out of the woodwork saying how terrible this all is. But buy or sell, we can actually do anything about the quality of college basketball that will make any of these people happy.
No. This is what it is. It's you don't have enough time with these guys. They're not fully developed. It's easier to get kids to play hard and play defense, you know, fundamentals. And the thing is, this is everything that people bitch about in the NBA, right? It's like, oh, you don't play hard and it's not competitive. You don't play defense. But at the same time, you have to appreciate the skill of the offensive game of these NBA players. And it's just AAU is not going to prepare you for this. This is just kind of the product of what we have brought into the NCAA. And I don't see this changing anytime soon. This is just the college game. And while it can be ugly, the tournament saves it. The format saves it. But no, it's not changing.
Well, aren't they changing the one and done thing where high school kids are going to be able to go to the pros?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If they did something like baseball where if you go to the pros, go straight out of high school, but if you don't, you have to stay 3 years. If they did something like that.
Like what they do in baseball.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Then I think that this could change. I think that would be really good for the sport. I don't know that they will do that, but I do think NIL has a chance to keep kids in college longer. Like I said, the fringe kids that, you know, maybe they're looking at it and going, well, I could be a late first-round pick or I could be a second-round pick. Well, I got a $1 million sitting on the table if I just go back to college, or maybe even less than that, that's worth it for another year. The NBA will always be there. Maybe you improve and then and up your stock. So I don't know. I think that there's a chance that it gets better with the high school players being able to go straight to the NBA. When is that going to happen, by the way? Isn't that? I thought they already.
I don't know what the timeline is on that. I mean, I thought like you that they had decided that was going to be something that they brought back, but I don't know.
Let me look at that up.
So I think it can get better. I don't know. It's tough. Basketball is in a weird spot. I think basketball, the whole system in the U.S. is broken all the way from when kids are young. You know, through AAU and keeping kids together and that whole scene and the entitlement and then the college system like we're talking about and what the tournament looks like. It's kind of ugly. And De'Aaron Fox isn't wrong. Anything he said, he's not wrong about that. But then you go to the NBA, and of course the shot making is better. The skill is off the charts. But it's 75% of the league is quiet quitting. Like that league is all team. I mean, you have the elite teams. So what saves the NBA is May and June when they get into the playoffs and you're watching the big boys battle it out, and they're good teams and they're well coached and it's really high level basketball. But the regular season in the NBA is a joke. 75% of the teams are mailing it in. You know, I mean, what is going on with like for example, Dallas?
Oh, they're terrible.
What is going on with them?
They're 3-8 since they made the Kyrie trade.
So I think
also this too. I saw where the Dinwiddie, Bridges, and who was the other one that came over in the Phoenix trade? Was it Cam Johnson? They have already played now more minutes since that trade than the big three of Durant, Harden, and Irving ever played in Brooklyn. And that just went down to the trade deadline. They've played more minutes than those guys. So, yes, you're right. The NBA has problems.
Well, you just have guys, you have stars sitting. You know, you go to games and you don't know whether the star is going to play because the regular season is so long. And I just, it's just a basketball in the United States from young ages all the way up to the best level is really, I just think it's got a lot of issues.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it's all intertwined. Maybe we can fix the system and make both products better. But right now, it's just, I mean, they're both good. They're fun to watch. You know, like I said, you get in the NCAA tournament, it's awesome. You get down to the NBA playoffs, it's awesome. But, man, there's a lot of
that North Carolina center, remember?
Crappy ball.
He stayed, and he's coming back again. He stayed after
Baycott.
Yeah, Baycott, and then, you know, Drew Timmy. So you are going to get those guys to stick around, but the NBA guys.
Well, that's what I said. The marginal guys are going to stay, and that will help college basketball, and that will help teams that aren't. And I mean, those guys happen to be at North Carolina and Gonzaga, but that will help teams that aren't necessarily those blue bloods.
And this is a bunch of articles from last year in 2022 saying that the NBA is expected to do away with the one and done.
When?
They've been talking
about it for years.
These are all just coming up and saying that the commissioner, Adam Silver, has come out and said that he's hopeful that they'll be changing it soon, that the 19-year-old limit would move down to 18, so basically you could, you know, if you want to go, you can go.
Well, moving on to the world of football, we haven't quite gotten to it yet today, but we know that Lamar Jackson has requested a trade from Baltimore. Here is his head coach.
You got to plan for all the contingencies for sure, but I'm pretty fired up about Lamar Jackson. I mean, Lamar Jackson is a great player. Lamar came back in great shape last year. He's fired up to play. That's the Lamar that I'm looking forward to seeing. Can't wait to get back on the grass and go to work, and I'm confident that's going to happen.
Buy or sell that John Harbaugh really has any real confidence that Lamar Jackson is going to be back on the grass working with him?
No, and there's already reports saying that Baltimore is okay moving on from him. Dude, this thing's an ugly mess. Lamar has really mishandled it, and I get why. He has every reason to be pissed off, but this thing has just been a cluster blank from the very get-go, and he's doing himself no favors here. And at this point, it honestly feels like there probably should just be a divorce, but you have to have someone willing to either write him an offer or, again, Baltimore to seek out a trade. They're certainly open to it. We just haven't seen anything. So it's an ugly situation right now, but no, I don't think there's any real faith inside that building that this thing is going to get resolved. Because if it was going to be resolved and Lamar was going to back down, and they offered him what? This was Lamar's own words. I think they offered him three fully guaranteed at 130, which is like 43 and some change. So, I mean,
pretty good dough.
That's pretty good dough. 3 years fully guaranteed.
You take that, right, Buck?
I would absolutely take it. I think Lamar Jackson should take it.
So, I mean, you could, even if you're Lamar, you could probably get that bumped up to probably 45 a year, 3 years fully guaranteed. But, you know, if he's not willing to even consider that, and it doesn't sound like he is, then they're not going higher than that. And so Baltimore, it sounds like they're ready to move on. We just need another team to bite on this, whether it's Indy or Washington or someone. But, I mean, the Jets even came out today and said, hey, we love Lamar, but he's not in our option. He's not in our plans. Not happening. You know,
What was the stock?
That there's any
buy or sell that there's actually any truth to what John Harbaugh was saying, believing he'll be working with.
I don't think he has any confidence. I think he hopes that that's the case.
Do you think John Harbaugh wants him back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, but just management doesn't.
He knows he'll win more games with him. Yeah. I mean, before he got him, people forget this. John Harbaugh was kind of on the ropes in Baltimore before they got Lamar Jackson. Yeah. He knows how important Lamar Jackson is to his success. He wants him back, but there's nothing
Baltimore is a weird team in that they're kind of like the Patriots in that they don't really bow down to a lot. Think about the number of high-end players in the last handful of years that haven't just left but have openly asked to get out.
That's how they run it.
Orlando Brown and Hollywood and Lamar, and there's been a bunch.
I feel like the Steelers are like that, too.
Yeah, there have been a bunch of guys that are just, you know, they want the bag. And Baltimore's like, hey, man, this is the way we do things. Hurst, the tight end, is another one. There's just been a lot of guys there that have left for greener pastures, and Baltimore is kind of happy to be like, okay, great. See ya. This is how we run things, and we're successful.
Buck, let's do the last one real quick.
All right, last one for you here. Over the weekend, obviously lost in all the madness, we also had a golf match play event. This was from the semifinal.
See why I want to do the last
one? I see.
And Sam Burns delivers the knockout blow. The defending champion is out. The good friends embrace. Sam Burns moves on.
So Sam Burns beat number one Scottie Scheffler. He then went on to win the championship match the following day. Buy or sell that golf needs more match play?
Yes, I had said it when we were at X Golf. I think match play, because I am a casual golfer. I love the majors. I tune in for the Ryder Cup. But I like events as a casual golf fan, and match play gets my attention way more than the Honda Open. So I love the idea of more
It's the Honda Classic.
The Honda Classic, sir. I'm sorry. The Genesis Open, then. How about
peasant.
That?
You peasant. Well, it's match play is great because, you know, what's interesting about that tournament is everybody always bitches about birdie fests, you know, when they get to 25 and 30 under. Well, that's what would have happened if they played at that course stroke play, because they were making birdies all over the place. But because it was a match play format, it didn't get labeled as a birdie fest. It was just great golf. And that's
what everyone's making shots.
That's right. And they're playing against one another and going back and forth. And that's the beauty of match play. And yes, they do need more. They're not playing that event anymore because the players, you know, the guy who won, Sam Burns, well, actually both guys, Sam Burns and Cam Young, were in the final. Those two guys played 7 rounds of golf at that tournament. I mean, they were exhausted.
Yeah. That's a grind.
That is a big time grind, and I think that's why it's not coming back, is the players are like, look, that's
it's too much.
We love it, but it's just too much. And so, yes, they do need more, but you got to pare it down.
Could you do it like where you just bring in a smaller field, kind of best of the best, or
I think you could, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I think, and they should. I think next year they don't have anything on the schedule that's a match play, but I think they will return with a better match play event down the road. There is your Stockwatch, brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, and child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. Here's Buck.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, welcome back. It is March 27th, 2023. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted and carbon neutral newsman. Hello.
God.
Thank you. That's right. Thank you.
Well, I'm not carbon neutral. So together we balance each other out because, you know, I'm out there polluting.
Today is National Spanish Paella Day.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with a little paella.
I love a good paella.
Love.
Me
too. It's been a while.
Has it?
Since I've had a paella.
Yeah, you kind of got to seek it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Get a little fish in there, though. Get a little white fish. So tasty. Maybe some snapper.
It is also Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day.
That's not good.
I have a few.
Yeah.
Would you like them?
No, but let's go anyways.
I flushed you from the toilets of my heart.
That's a real song?
Johnny Cash.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a Johnny Cash song.
Correct. It is.
Wow. Can't say I knew that one.
Drop kick me Jesus through the goalposts of life.
Okay. God bless country music.
Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in bed.
Yeah.
See? Pretty sexist,
yeah,
isn't it?
That is. Well, maybe not. Maybe someone likes a little.
Here's another one.
A little kinky foreplay.
Yeah, but get your biscuits in the oven, like, you know?
Yeah. It was the olden days. Because that is like 1970.
Was it the olden days? It's probably from 2000. That's probably from 2022.
I'm thinking that's a 1972 Johnny Paycheck special.
Country music. This one says, ever since I said I do, there's a lot of things you don't. That's a country music hit.
I would assume that one may be a little bit on the sexist, misogyny side.
Here's one. I wish I were in Dixie, but she's out of town. Wow.
Hey-o.
So classic.
I feel like that's a Hank Williams song.
And this is quirky country music song titles. She got the ring, and I got the finger.
I think I may have actually heard that one before.
I don't know who sings it.
I don't know, but that one actually, that's the only one of those that actually sounds familiar.
Another school shooting today, this time in Nashville.
Thoughts and prayers.
T's and P's. Three kids, three adults dead. It was a K-6 private Christian elementary school.
Yeah, all the kids, I believe, were 9 years old.
Now, the one notable notation of note here is that the shooter, who is dead after engaging in gunfire with police, was a 28-year-old female.
Yeah, there's...
She was armed with two assault rifles and a handgun.
And I think there's a lot going on right now. A lot of speculation saying that, like, some Facebook pages might have been transgender and was using male pronouns.
Oh, okay.
Some of that stuff's still waiting to be fleshed out. I mean, there's like anytime something like this happens, there's a, you know, big rush to, is this the person? Is this their social media account? But I've seen several actual news sources say that this is something that actually may be true.
This is from 2021. Yeah, this is from incidents up to, yeah. Well, this has actually been updated with Nashville, but this is an old New York Times story they dug out for this reason, because she was female.
Female, which like is just not a thing that happens.
In incidents up to March of 2021, the old stat that they have from the New York Times, it said most assailants of mass shootings in the United States are male. In a data set of 172 mass shootings, which the group defines as involving four or more victims, only four assailants were women or girls, and in two of those cases, they were acting alongside a man.
Yeah.
And none of the shootings at K-12 schools involved a female shooter. This would be the first.
And I'm not certain if it was a biological male that was transgender and was... is transitioning to female or the other way around. But yeah, it looks like...
Yeah, Audrey Hale.
Audrey Hale.
A transgender woman.
Yes. So I'm assuming
that... former student there.
Yeah, she was a student and she had maps were drawn out, detailed maps, entry points. This wasn't like a random thing. They're saying that this was a targeted attack that she had plotted and all of that. Mm. Even though she is female, which would be weird, it sounds like she was a biological male, which fits more of the profile, but not like that we'll do anything about it because these happen all the time. And
why would we?
We'll say thoughts and prayers, and then we'll say how horrific it was. And then a week from now, we'll go right back to doing the same thing that we're always do, which is jack crap. And we are failing our kids left and right. And the number one leading cause now in death among children is this. So,
hey, you want some hot news about Portland?
Yeah, give me something better.
Good news.
Give me something better than this, because this is just depressing.
As you know, Portland is on fire and going up in flames and is a hellscape cesspool.
Has been for decades.
Yeah, for decades. Right. Well, Will Ferrell visited recently, as we've pointed out. You know?
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Love Will Ferrell.
The comedian.
Yes.
He was here at a Blazers game. We were all excited. So he was on... He went on an episode of Office Ladies, which is a podcast hosted by Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, two of the Office stars of The Office.
Yes.
Right. And he said, they were asking him about New York City. Towards the end of the episode, they asked Ferrell what they call some regular guy questions. And when they asked him, what is one of your favorite places you visited in the United States? Farrell said, I love New York City. Duh, who doesn't? And then he said, but I also went to Portland recently. Portland, it's a little hidden gem.
Oh.
And then he says, well, maybe not so hidden now, but Portland's great. He went on to say the Rose City has great restaurants, little coffee places, cool bike paths, and walking trails. He also praised the big city feel of Portland, along with its really great neighborhoods.
Hey, look at us. Yeah, yeah.
So not on fire.
Not a total cesspool. And I told you I went and saw the Old 97s this weekend.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bands. And they announced that they were digging Portland so much, they are coming up here to record their next album this summer.
Come on.
Yeah. They were praising. They said, every time we come back here, we love it so much that we wanted to spend some time up here. So they will be recording their album here. I think it was in June.
Wow.
They'll be up here for a couple of weeks.
So it appears the demise of Portland greatly exaggerated.
Not so fast.
I've got a human trafficking story out of Lake Oswego.
Yeah,
to bring it back down.
Saw this one. Whoops.
And which Oregon city was named one of the top for singles? That's coming up on The Fan. All right, this is in the news here on the show, March 27.
I did want to double check that. So the Nashville shooter is a biological female that was identifying as a male, not the other way around.
So that's why they're saying that's she what, was... Yeah. Female.
Yeah, it was
Aubrey.
Yeah, definitely an outlier there, as you stated, that this is not something that females normally do.
Lake Oswego police have arrested 8 men in connection with a human sex trafficking mission.
Yeah.
Including a vice principal from Centennial High School.
Yeah, whoops. Yeah, I'm guessing that he will no longer be a vice president or a vice principal at Centennial High School. Can't keep your job after that one. That one, that's a rough go.
Do you think there are more guys like this in the school system?
Than we know? Absolutely.
Well, not that we know, that just, I mean, than other jobs. Like, in other words, if you said, what's the number one job for perps like this?
Oh, I don't think so.
Is it in the school system?
I don't think so. I mean,
because that's where they can find their, you know, I mean, that's sad. But.
Well, but they weren't after little kids. This was just a sex sting.
What's wrong with sex?
Well, you can't pay for it, apparently.
Oh, well, that's lame.
Apparently, that's a no-no.
I don't like that.
Yeah, this wasn't
This is like Mitch Levy.
Yes. From my understanding...
I assumed it was young people.
From what I read, this had nothing to do. This was just a...
Why do they call it human sex trafficking?
I think the idea is that...
These are girls that are being forced to do this against their will?
Yeah. And so
Well, that's not good.
Everything I read in this, well, this wasn't. This was police that were disguised as that. But
sting.
I doubt in the ad. They said there was an ad placed, which is how they got Mitch. They said there was an ad placed. People responded to it. Pay for sex. I doubt in the ad they were like, hey, we're trafficking some, you know, some people. Come pay. It just sounds like a prostitution sting. But, you know, it's probably there because they think that, you know, these ads obviously prey upon, you know, girls that get involved in the trade. But... at least nothing that I read in the articles.
I don't know why I assumed that.
Yeah.
That was bad of me.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, it says human trafficking, but...
Yeah, I just think of human sex trafficking. I think of that as girls under... like, girls... I mean, I shouldn't only think of that as underage, but that's where my mind goes.
Well, that's... when Robert Kraft got busted at the Orchids of Asia or whatever, that's what they said, too, but it was just...
Yeah.
You know, it was a massage parlor. I think all of those things kind of get wrapped in and... some are, some aren't, which is why they go after those. But, you know, police do these stings every now and then, and you usually end up with, you know, somewhat of note that makes... that of all
There's
the
always someone.
Of all the people that got caught, I mean, there were, what, 7 others, and none of their names got released, but this guy...
Oh, no, I've got all their names here.
Oh, but this guy's the principal, so he's the one that ends up, like, being the, you know...
He's the headliner.
He's the headliner.
It's like if we die in a plane crash.
Yes.
Are we headlining that?
Not if Jerry O'Connell's on that airplane.
Terrence Schloth. From Gresham, vice principal from Centennial High School, initially gave a false name and refused to identify himself.
Yeah, by the way, that doesn't work apparently.
Yeah, like they're not going to find that out.
My name is Fred Menfredson.
What is your name? I am not going to tell you.
Okay. Good luck finding out who I am.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't have a driver's license in my pocket or anything.
Well, I mean, at that point, right? You're like, what do you got to lose? You know, you're cooked at that point. The divorce papers are in the mail, and the pink slips come in, and you're cooked.
During the operation, law enforcement officers posing as decoys were contacted by men who offered to pay money in exchange for the decoys performing requested sexual acts. 8 men ultimately responded and agreed to meet with the decoys. Police say the men were subsequently arrested and charged with the relevant crimes. They are Stephen R. Berry. I'm going to read them.
You're going to read them all.
Hell yeah. Maximilian Aquitaine?
Oh, I don't know. Sounds made up.
It sounds like medication for acne.
Oh, yeah.
Austin Olson. He's in. He's from Federal Way. Vincent Namalueglu of Tualatin. Herman Pascal of Tualatin. Jake Walt of Fontana, California. And Eric Borman of Oregon City.
There you go.
Those are your perps.
Yeah, they said
just want a little sex.
Well, and they said that this was involving like multiple jurisdictions. I don't know if this was part of a larger one. Maybe there's a certain ad that, you know, they placed that kind of leans towards that, but nothing in there said anything about age or race or anything, but...
Well, they can get diversion.
Yeah.
They don't have to go to jail.
Well, but this guy...
I mean, they're eligible
yeah,
for
they're
diversion.
Eligible for jail, but...
For know, diversion.
For diversion.
Yeah.
But they could go to jail if, you know... These are crimes that you could, but would anyone not choose
diversion?
But yeah,
diversion? I mean, come on. If you're posing as a 25-year-old woman,
yeah.
You know?
You know,
come
my,
on,
you know my theory on
get
this.
Out of here with that.
I don't understand.
That guy didn't do anything wrong. I mean, he technically
did
but come on. We don't need to.
Well, you can't be the vice principal. That's the school board frowns on that
that's
sort
right.
of thing.
Don't do that.
You got to be like a politician or something. Then you can just say that it wasn't me or, you know, Robert Kraft. You know, he's like, whatever. It pays to have a couple billion dollars to fight these sort of charges.
And finally, are you single in the state of Oregon?
No, I am not.
Oh. Well, if you were, there is one city in Oregon that made the U.S. News and World Report top 25 places for singles to live in the United States.
Oh. Well, that's...
Do you know what city that could be?
Oof, I'm going to say Portland.
No.
Lake Oswego.
Now, this is based on just where the most singles live.
Oh.
So that's the only factor.
So you're just saying there's a lot of fish
unmarried.
In the sea? Like
yeah.
Salem? I don't know. Where?
Eugene. Yep.
So if you're single and ready to mingle, get down to the exploding whales.
Yeah. Just make sure they're not in college.
Yeah, I was going to say, do the college students there skew the numbers?
Does that
well,
have
they're
something
not.
To do with it? Yeah.
25 cities on here. There aren't really many college towns. I mean, Eugene's on here. Austin is number 4. Tallahassee?
Yeah, Florida State.
Florida State. That's 3.
I kind of feel
Myrtle
like.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, number 1.
I feel like Buck is on. Well, yeah. Myrtle Beach is.
What's there?
That's known to party.
Their college.
That's
there.
Like
Coastal Carolina, baby.
Yeah, that's like party central. I feel like Buck's onto something there with the college kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're single, then...
Now, do you want the major cities that are on this list?
Yeah, because that's a little bit different. Because I figure if you're like in the... If you're in your 20s and you live in a college town, that's like the most fertile, like, hunting grounds ever.
The highest major city on the list is Chicago.
Okay.
And I can see that because I think a lot of young people in the Midwest yeah. gather in Chicago
young,
to kick off their
young
career.
Professionals. Yeah, yeah, when my daughter went out there, she yeah. kind of...
My brother did that, too.
She talked about that. She had a good time out there.
Tampa.
Yeah. Very robust nightlife scene in
Buffalo.
Tampa. Really?
Number 9. Yep. Vegas, 10. Jacksonville, 11. San Antonio, 12.
Okay.
And then Phoenix is on here.
I can see that.
Orlando.
Yeah. All...
So there you go.
All kind of attractive places for the youngs.
That's for you singles. You don't even have to be young.
Not us.
The olds.
Yeah, we're old.
Old singles.
Yeah, we're old and out of it.
The widowed.
There you go.
At this point.
I am. Yeah.
Well, you are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. There's your In the News from your noted newsman, carbon neutral newsman. Thank you. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. We have a flurry of news today, including some stuff from the NFC West. What's going on with Lamar Jackson and Oregon losing a key basketball player? It is 4:58 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.